Yeah, it was great. Obviously, it was nice, like you said, to score, but listen, it's all about the 3 points. So everyone's happy in that dressing room, and we'll have to go again next week. That's the way it is. That's football, so that's what we're after now.
A little bit nervy at the start, but as Harps came into the game, they started playing good football, and then once they got that goal, that was it.
Yeah, it's like every game in football, probably. You're probably just trying to get a bit of confidence in your own game, and you're obviously looking for little breaks and stuff, and we got it with the goal and kind of settled us down a lot. And after that, I felt we were very comfortable, to be honest. And 3-0, probably, I don't know, it might be a little bit harsh, maybe, but I think we were fully deserving of the win. Thought we were a better team after we scored. We were well on top, and there might have been a spell in the second half where Longford had a bit of a goal, but I just thought we deserved the 3 points completely.
There was a spell, a 3-minute spell, and it was massive. Mark McGinley, we all know what he can do. He did it last week against Sligo. Pulled off a stunning save to save from A. Durbin. Yeah. Then minutes later, Ryan scored a cracking goal, 2-0.
Mark, he's done it. I think he just comes alive in the second half of the season. He's kept us in so many games. Like last week, he's got us the 3 points in Sligo. And tonight again, he's made an unbelievable save at an important time in the game. So he's excellent, and to be fair, he's well worth what he's doing for us. So now it's all good. Happy days.
The second half, as the game went on and Longford Town were coming into it, Harps, so you were happy to sit back and soak up the pressure because you had that lead.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, it's easy. We're sat there, and the lads at the back there love defending, so they do that all night. What they're after is the clean sheet, and someone has to go and take it off them. It's not going to just be handed to them. So the lads love the back four there. We defend all night, so it's great to see, and that's 3 games now in a row we've had clean sheet and a win, so it's something to build on, definitely.
For you yourself, things have been tough, and it has been a long road for you. How appreciative are you of Harps for believing in you?
I can't thank them enough. It's brilliant. It's literally, it's all I wanted was to come back in and play football, and although I probably wanted maybe a little more than I've actually featured so far this year, but I'm in and around the dressing room in the league, and it's all thanks to Paul and Ollie there, the coach and staff. They've been absolutely brilliant, so I can't thank them enough. It's the group of lads there are exceptional people, so I'm just happy to be involved.
What was it like for yourself, being out of football and not knowing what to do?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system, I suppose. So I was completely hit with a new routine every morning. I had to change my life. It was all in or nothing. So I gave it a good bash for the year and was in, thankfully, with Shamrock Rovers. They looked after me a little bit, and that's where I am. It was hard, but I had good people around me, so they made it a lot easier.
And your goal tonight, you know, for a player like yourself, after working so hard to get back here, those are the things you want to take.
Yeah, it is, really. You remember all the goals you scored, and tonight it'll be no different. I'm sure I'll be sitting in 20 years' time thinking, oh, remember that header I scored down Longford? You know, it's great. And to have stuff like that you can hold on to and you can remember is what football's all about, I suppose. And more importantly, again, it's a bit cliche, but 3 points. So we're happy out leaving Longford with 3 points.
It's a huge 3 points because you're now up to 8th on the table, a game in hand as well on Waterford. So it is huge.
No, it's a monster 3 points. It's combining that with the win last week in Sligo, it's massive. So listen, it's just something to build on, that's all it is. We have to go again next week. We play Pats, who are high flying at the top of the league, so we're just going to have to see how that goes and hopefully build a bit of momentum there. So that's what it's all about.